Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
And cattle futures falling on hard times here midweek. And we're about $3 lower across the board on the feeder cattle, with the October down 312. 118.90. Those are closing near or on their lows here on the first 3 months. Live cattle were down hard as well. We were down about $1.85 in the October front month at $95.90. So extreme pressure here. The feeder cattle did make new contract lows mid-morning. They closed near those lows, and so going forward, you could expect some more, maybe some sell stops being hit if it continues lower after today. Now, box beef at midday was under quite a bit of pressure. Choice was down $2.60 at $178.70. Select down 75 cents, $171.38. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday's close was $120.69. That was down $1.23 yesterday. So that's coming down to reflect the October futures as we run out of time here. It looks like in most part of the cash market was 96 bid on the live cattle, $1 offered. There was some 98 to 99 area trade today. And we've got the cattle on feed report Friday. On feeds expected 101, placements 104, and marketed 106.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were the opposite of the cattle today. We were really strong here midweek. Corn up 4 cents. Soybeans up 9 to 9.5 cents. And then the wheats, Kansas City December up 4 and a quarter at $4.26. Chicago wheat up 1 to 1.5. Now, this wheat rally, of course, is extremely welcome given the depressed prices we're seeing. If you go out to July next year, we're at about $4.65 on next year's crop. We're back above the moving average, and so with the hedge funds already short around 620 million bushels of wheat, will they start to get out of that on this rally? If they do, they've got to buy back an estimated 124,000 short contracts. So there could possibly be some more upside there, just them getting out. On soybeans, they're the one strong one today. Soybeans on managed money portion, they're long 430 million bushels. So it looks like they're defending that long position. And then on corn, hedge funds are short about 615 million bushels. There was one announcement this morning in terms of exports. We sold 185,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination. That, of course, helped us out there on the bean rally this morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.